Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy. Get your motor
running. Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. Revving up the weekends with news and views on all things motoring.
Yes, welcome one and all to another edition of Fender Bender right here on Joy 94.9. My name is Tim Nicholson. Super happy to have your company here on this lovely Saturday afternoon. Big thanks, of course, to the crew from the Escape Pod. The lovely Mark will be back next week. And also a very huge thanks to the lovely Dan Gardner, who's joining me in studio. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Tim. Hi.
How are you?
I'm just great.
Are you?
I'm great. Well, yeah, I am, actually, because look at it out there. Look at it. The summer is finally showing some signs that it has not taken a year off.
That's true. But you know what's annoying?
Me.
No. One thing, yes. No. So we're going to have like 3 or 4 days of amazement.
No,
and then
yeah,
back to 16 and dreary.
Yes. Okay, right. So we're not out of the woods yet. But no. Not that it's going to matter to you much, Tim.
No, that's correct.
Because you're...
I'll be dead. Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I didn't realize. Oh, euthanized?
Well, kind of.
You're going to be in another hemisphere, aren't you?
It's true. Look, our colleague Mike, of course, is over there right now. He's en route, one might say, to Tokyo.
Wow.
A bit of a delay, unfortunately, with the planes in Sydney because of the storm last night.
There you go.
But yes, I'm heading over Monday night for a bit of Tokyo Motor Show action.
Fantastic.
I'm super excited for a number of reasons. A, because it's a motor show. B, because it's Tokyo. I used to live there.
Oh, that's right. Of course.
Pretty excited.
Wow. So it's like you're returning sort of home-ish.
Kind of, to work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which is what you were doing there anyway last time. So.
Well, that's true. I probably had a bit more time to actually play around. But
so,
that's how it works.
Tokyo, exciting stuff.
Very exciting.
We'll be reporting a lot of things coming out of Japan.
Which we'll be having a bit of a chat about a little bit later on. In fact, you will find, Dan, we are dressed the same.
Yeah, what's okay. that all about? Okay. Seriously.
I don't know what's happened. Listeners, something...
have you been looking through my bedroom window again, Tim? Watching me dress.
Watching you undress.
Yes.
Watching you change again to see what clothes look fabulous.
You didn't see the heels, did you? Oh, dear. Oh,
no.
Dear.
No.
Look, I don't mind anyone seeing me naked, but when I get in my frocks, I'm a little bit embarrassed.
That's all. Look, I get this enough with when I'm with my lovely boyfriend and people think that we're brothers.
That before.
That happens.
But look, I mean, I don't think... there's nothing wrong with being attracted to people who look similar to you.
But I don't think we do. This is the problem.
No, it's just because it's the style is very similar.
Well, maybe.
I'm not even going to say that.
Oh,
but like, no, there's a similarity.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're both men. And you know, God, doesn't that just instantly qualify you as brothers?
Honestly. Well, it's always in a foreign country. It's always somewhere like Mexico or Cambodia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's like, oh,
yeah. Well, last time I was in Thailand, someone said I looked like Spider-Man.
Really?
Yeah, the taxi driver on the way to the airport.
Like, as in how? Which spot? Like an actor that played Spider-Man?
The you know, whatever the one that
the
is
most
he still
recent
the
one?
No, not the most recent one. The one they made the modern Spider-Man movie.
Tobey Maguire.
Yeah, I took it as a compliment.
Yeah, Spider-Man, full stop.
But as you say, it's just because I am white with brown hair.
Yeah, yeah. Or is it because that you spray your web on people? Stop it now.
Wow.
Stop it now.
Do you think that had something to do with it? Yeah, okay.
That's possible.
Cars, Tim, cars.
Cars, that's true. We are here on Fender Bender to talk about cars. There's a lot to get through today. We are going to talk about a lot. Dan's going to have a bit of a rant later about something that I'm not sure of.
Ooh.
Which is exciting and scary all at once.
Yes.
We're going to talk about a few new releases as well as some future models coming up at the Tokyo Motor Show. And we're also going to announce the categories. Where's my... You know what? I used to have a...
Yeah.
Drum roll, didn't I?
Yeah, we did.
I'll have to find it again. Anyway, I'm going to announce the
Hey, I'll tell you what you should do instead. Yeah. Do 900.
What is it?
Just do 900. Go on.
There you go. Goes for 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Kill it.
Hi, I'm Sammy. And
that's a bit of revving for you there.
Oh, just that. Okay.
Yes.
Awesome. Oh, was that from...
Dykes on Bikes.
Oh, the there lovely you go. Bike. We do have to get them back on the show at some point. They are good friends. now, we are... That's right. So yes. We're going to announce the categories for the Fender Bender Raddest Car of the Year Awards.
Very exciting
Which
stuff.
Which is very exciting.
The end of the year is nearing.
It is. Well, that's the thing. And we kind of... it's going to be the very last show and we won't have done it. So we've just got to get onto it, guys.
Yep. So we'll be announcing those categories later.
Yep, absolutely. And we'd love some feedback, of course, for people to let us know what they think should be...
Yeah.
And, you know, we just don't want to say what the best car is. We want to hear from you. So
This is a democratic thing. Yes, sorry. It's also a demographic
well,
thing.
Well, it is.
Of course.
Could be.
I did
could
see.
Be.
I did mean it, yeah, really. But you can... you can let us know your ideas for car of the year, raddest car of the year. 0427JOY949 is the text, or you can email onair@joy.org.au. Or if you're feeling particularly lazy, you can ring 1300JOY949 and speak to lovely whoever it is on front desk.
Eric.
Is it Eric today?
Yes. Yes, so we would love to hear from you about that. Absolution. Now, look, bit of news first up, Dan. Not to promote another kind of motoring program, but the boys from Top Gear, Jeremy Clarkson and Richard Hammond.
Who? Yeah.
Yeah, some pompous git and a small man.
And that's just the guys in the studio today.
Look, they have been, you're not going to believe this, they have been banned from driving in France.
Oh, really? Oh, hang on, let me guess. Was it because they didn't pay a parking ticket? Was it maybe because their car wasn't taxed? No, it's speeding, isn't it?
It's speeding.
Of course.
Let's
I didn't even...
Honest.
Yeah, okay.
No, right. You don't even... It's not... It's, look, and they do it everywhere. It's miraculous that this hasn't happened before, really.
Amazing. I suspect it probably has, but they've had ways out of it, but the French have probably just had enough.
But what about the UK? Like...
I'm amazed. Because,
surely.
Yeah, I don't know whether it's a case of, you know, you pull over someone who's doing a fantastic speed over the limit, and then you realise it's Jeremy Clarkson, you go, oh, hi, mate, I love Top Gear, off you go.
I
wonder. I
reckon there'd be a bit of that,
yeah,
don't
I
you?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Well, look, they've been done for speeding. It happened right near a toll booth somewhere in France. I'm not sure exactly where. Yeah. Clarkson was driving an Aston Martin Vanquish.
Very good.
At 141 kilometres an hour in a 90 kilometre zone. And Hammond was driving a Porsche 911 GT3.
Oh, come on. You know, if you're going to do it properly.
This is the thing. 143 kilometres an hour. So, look, you know, bad luck, boys. But you do have to be careful. We know in this industry you can't just go speeding around the place. You've got to be, you know.
It's very true.
So, 3-month ban, guys.
Okay. Now, I can imagine Clarkson's response to that.
Well,
he would have something.
Sorry,
he'd have something very smart-ass to say about it because you know he's always whinged about the French. Yeah. You know, this is just more ammunition for him. You know, an axe to grind or what?
Yeah.
So he'll be. I don't know. And look, it's not a massive problem, is it? I mean, unless they'd scheduled a lot of filming in France over the next few months, they just go home and carry on doing what
or
they do.
Go to another country. They've got squillions behind them.
Yeah.
I think there'd be quite a lot of people out there that would be more happy if he was banned from talking for 3 months. He's very hated, that man.
Yeah. Not by me.
No. Yeah, I like him, but yeah, I can see how people would hate him. Somebody who I certainly don't hate is Jean-Claude Van Damme. Van Damme, Dan.
Oh, yes. Do you like a bit of Jean?
Well, not so much anymore. Oh. Look, he's still fit. Good for him. But, you know, maybe back in the day, Universal Soldier.
Oh, yeah. There's a blast from the past.
Yeah. Well, look, he's done a fabulous ad for Volvo trucks. I'm not sure if you've seen it. We've actually posted it on our Facebook page, Fender Bender Joy.
Yeah.
And it's this hilarious ad of him. It's just a close-up of him doing the splits, and then you realise he is on the... I think it might even be the external mirrors of these two Volvo trucks that are going reversing, and he's just slowly... And the trucks kind of separate, and he does the splits.
Wow.
I think it's real. But then you look at his face and I'm like, I'm not sure.
Because he's always been a bit flexy, hasn't he?
Yes, he's still very flexy.
Is he? Like, I mean, what happened to the man? I mean, I haven't seen or heard from him for years.
Well, they did a doco about him at the JCVS or JCVD, which is his initials.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, yeah. Apparently quite well received doco a few years ago. But apart from that, I think some Z-grade movies.
So he's looking well and promoting
Volvo.
He's
looking well promoting Volvo trucks.
Of all of the brands.
As one does. Now, speaking of Ovlov, something came up on worldcarfans.com, which is a great website, the Polestar. Volvo have got this thing called the S60 Polestar.
Yes, the thing that's way too expensive and doesn't have any competitors.
Basically, yes.
Yeah.
But I think it's got a big, maybe it's a V8? It's got a V8?
It's a six-cylinder turbo.
V6, is it?
Yeah.
But that's right. But they're going to be going in the Australian touring cars next year, the V8.
Yeah.
Cars, they'll have a V8 in that, obviously. Anyway, apparently it's a terrific car and it's sold out. It's all going really, really well. And Volvo, there's been a big call for their next one, and they thought that was going to be the V60, which is the wagon version of it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bit of a teaser on YouTube that's come out. I'll play it for you so you can hear it. You can't see anything, which is why I'm playing for it.
Yeah, right.
You need to be able to hear the lovely engine.
Oh, hello. We've got to try and pick what that is.
Sounds nice, right?
Whatever it... Oh, God, that is lovely, isn't it?
Oh, no, it's okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
How good's a downshift?
Oh, love it. How good was that, the Audi RS4 that did that? Oh, don't.
Even, don't.
Don't talk. There'll be pants down. Anyway, so that's the...
So that's the
next Volvo Polestar that we don't know what it is. It could be the V40, but that sounds like it's going to be too big for a little hatchback, doesn't it?
Well, I hope not.
Can you imagine?
I took the words out of my mouth.
Oh, my God.
Suddenly, I've become a little bit more interested in Volvo.
Yeah.
And I'm not 75.
Look, well, they've got younger buyers, that V40. He's done amazing things. I'm very excited. The fabulous Wes Snelling from the Tuesday Cheap.
Oh, excellent.
Walked into Joy 94.9. But anyway, look.
Wes or Tina?
Wes.
You never know what you're going to get.
Well, who knows? I mean, I've never seen the two of them in the same room before.
Oh, it's strange. That's weird. Oh,
very unusual. Look, and one more little bit of news, international news, a bit exciting. I think it was maybe yesterday, Subaru released pictures for a concept that is previewing the next Liberty.
Yes, it's a coupe, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, two-door.
What?
Have a look.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty certain. I got very excited because, maybe I'm just being an idiot. But to me, it looked a bit coupe-esque.
Well, I think maybe unless they're trying to do that whole CLA Mercedes kind of coupe, like, you know, it's a four-door. No, it's four-door.
Is it?
Yeah.
What am I thinking of then?
I don't know, but you've embarrassed yourself.
Yeah, it wouldn't
be
the first
time. Some of that. Just having a look at it right now. See that thing? But there is a fourth door.
Is there?
Hang on, look from the rear.
I beg your pardon. Hang on. Well, I am quite wrong. I only looked at the front. The front pictures actually do look very coupe-esque.
You've always got to go to the rear.
I found, yes. Yep. Don't stop at the front.
No.
Okay. Good advice. Good advice for life there. All right. Okay. So it's a four-door, but it looks fantastic.
Doesn't it look terrific?
Yeah.
Do you think it will end up looking like that?
No. Never.
What a shame, yeah, isn't it?
But, if a few styling signatures filter down to the production model, that'll be great because that's, you know, it's just decent-looking car.
Mm. Yeah, but I guess they have to move away from their current styling language. We've seen everything they do, apart from the BRZ, really, is quite chunky and American-looking, and it's they've got to move away from that because no one likes it.
Yes.
Anyone that goes, gee, that's a good-looking Liberty. You know, the little XV works, that little crossover thingy they've got.
Yes.
That kind of works
their style. Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah. Its merit is its difference, I think. You know, it's quite unusual thing. And, you know, make it orange and, you know, automatically it's going to be a winner with some people.
That's true.
But, yeah. No, okay, good. Well, that's exciting stuff. Good old Scooby.
Good old Scooby. And they've also, now, at the LA show, they're going to be showing the WRX.
Ooh.
The production WRX. But
yes,
it's already leaked.
Yes. We have seen pictures of that.
Yep. It's already leaked.
You know, and are we a bit disappointed about the way it looks?
Look, I think it's just that same thing of... dumbing down the concept. That
Precisely.
Concept was from New York, I think.
The concept was stunning. Absolutely stunning.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. And yeah, there we go. So this the Liberty concept looks great. And so did the WRX. And now it's just a little bit vanilla, really.
Let's see it ruined.
Yeah. But the interesting thing about the WRX is that it is not World Rally Blue with gold wheels.
No.
It's red.
Red.
Well, at least the one that they've shown is.
They're trying to change direction.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's anything wrong with holding on to traditions and, you know, stereotypes. You know, everyone associates that WRX being in the World Rally Blue with gold wheels because that's how it became famous. So I don't know what they're thinking behind leaking or showing the red one is. Perhaps they're just saying, we're more than this. We're more than the colour and, you know, gold wheels.
Yeah. That's true.
Maybe. Well, don't know. It was an interesting decision to show a red one.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And it's also apparently going to have be 200 kilowatts.
Oh, really?
That's the rumour.
Nice figure, Tim.
Thank you so much. I'm feeling flabby, but wow. My name is Tim. That is Dan sitting across from me. You are listening to Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. Stick around. We've got lots more coming up. You are listening to Fender Bender on Joy 94.9. My name is Tim Nicholson.
And mine is Daniel Gardner.
We're going all very community radio now.
Yeah, suddenly it's 12:30 in the morning.
Here's some jazz. Look, well, this is Fender Bender. It's all about cars.
Do you reckon it's a good job being a crane driver?
I think it would be terrifying. Well, in high winds, you're not allowed to do the job, are you?
Well, that's convenient.
What if you're windy yourself?
Oh, dear. Man involved in crane incident reports that he blew his own crane over with flatulence.
Well, look, I'm not big on heights, so I think it'd be terrifying, but I think my understanding is that you get very well paid.
Really?
Yeah. Why out of the
I can just see a man in a crane out of the window of the studio, and I just thought, well, I wonder if he likes his work.
Mm. You know, I wonder if he's attractive.
I can see him from here, which probably means that he's not.
Okay.
He's of proportions that make him visible at a long distance.
I see.
I'm keeping mine.
Yep. Okay. I see.
Anyway, sorry. That was loosely automotive related. Not really.
Sure. Why not, guys? it's been a big week for car launches right here in Australia. Mm-hmm. Last week, I got to drive the new Lexus ES.
Yeah.
Which was a very lovely car. It's funny because they ditched the car for the last generation because they didn't build it in right-hand drive. They've brought it back. You know, Lexus have got all their quite... their designs are very similar now. Some of them are a bit more edgy, like the IS. But this is a bit more the conservative, and they would hate to hear this, but the older buyer would go for this car. It's very big. It's hugely spacious in the back.
Is it right?
Yeah.
It was part of the test, was it? I'd love it one day just for a launch. They arranged that.
A bit of pumpy in the back.
Fine. Pair up, everyone.
Oh, I don't know. I've seen some of the motoring journalists around.
I know. There's a fair
Not
mix.
Not ideal. Look, it's a very soft ride. It's a beautiful car to drive, but you wouldn't drive it. You wouldn't buy this car if you were a driving enthusiast.
Yeah, okay.
Even though, it's fine, but it's not dynamic to the point like an IS or something like that would be. So, good car.
Yeah.
Beautiful car, in fact, and it does what it does very well, but it's for somebody... you know, like ourselves or some of our wonderful listeners, you probably might get a bit bored.
What sort of cashola are we talking?
About 67, up to around
80. That's good.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it's actually a bargain for what it is, and it's packed with features.
And you can get the hybrid?
Hybrid, or a more power... The hybrid's a little bit of wheezy. The 350, ES350 is probably the pick.
Yeah.
But you're paying a bit more. Yeah.
Like what? What are we talking?
Bamboo interior, up to 80 around.
Okay, 80, but still, you know, like in a good size Lexus...
Go for gold.
Between 60 and 80 grand.
It looks terrific as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very classic. So
that's great news.
Other things now that have been released this week, the Barina RS, which you've driven, which you'll be having a chat about very, very soon.
Sure will. Plenty to say about that little thing.
BMW X5 came out this week.
In New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it'll be interesting to hear about that.
Well, they did. There was a surprise, wasn't there?
Was there?
There sure was.
What was it?
Previously, it looked like the new X5 was going to be a circa 100,000 to get into, and they... at the launch surprised everyone by launching a rear-wheel drive $80,000-something option.
So I knew it. Mm. Because I know when they released the specs overseas and I spoke to the people at BMW and they said, oh, we're not sure about that. We don't think so. I'm like, as if you're not going to do that.
Yeah, totally. So it was, a bit of a bad-kept secret. But there you go.
No, but that's exciting.
Which would be great for people who like the look of SUVs but don't need them to do anything.
No, exactly.
Rear drive X5, great. It'll be a good car, I'm sure.
Whereas the new Prado came out this week, and if you want to go off-road, that's the thing to do it.
Absolutely right. And they put it through its paces on the launch, I think. It saw some local shots of it going very much off-road.
You'd want something like that if you're doing that. Unfortunately, it's got a face like a smacked ass, but I just think
it's awful. That is presumptuous, Tim. There's a lot of our listeners who actually rather like the look of a smacked
ass. I've seen a smacked
ass. I am one of them.
Well, there you go. It's not red, so but that's terrific off-roader. And something that I saw this week was the launch of the new Proton Suprema S. Yeah,
now this is great, Tim. Tell us how they launched it
on a boat.
Why?
I'm not sure.
I know why.
Why?
So there was absolutely no chance anyone accidentally drove it.
Oh, yes. Well, look, It was quite humorous. We were on a boat in Sydney Harbour. It was all very glamorous. And then Prinny Stevens from TV's The Voice started singing a song by Sia. And then she walked around to this little space where there was a floor. And then out of the floor sprung the car.
Wow.
It was very glamorous. It looked like something from the 90s or the 80s. It was terrific.
That's great. So look, camp.
It was so camp.
Which we like here.
We do. It's Joy 94.9. But look, it's actually a good looking little thing. And it's the most well-equipped Proton ever. It's the safest Proton ever. We haven't driven it yet, but apparently that's happening in December now.
Okay.
So we'll find out whether Proton... they're a Malaysian brand, if you don't know. They've had some safety or quality and safety concerns in the past. Not concerns so much as just not getting very good ANCAP results and quality concerns.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're really trying to ditch that kind of...
Well, bloody good luck to them because, you know, you can... People have done it. Car makers have done it in the past. You know, they've dropped the reputation. They've you know, turned things around, and it's wholly possible. Let's just keep everything crossed. I mean, look, Kia, for example, a few years ago. Yeah, precisely. Look at them now. Really worrying. A lot of the makers out there keep breaking their own records, keep turning out even better and better cars. Could happen.
Yep. Absolution. So, yeah, absolutely, guys. So that's what's happened this week. Now, what's happening next week, as we know, is Tokyo Motor Show, LA Motor Show. Tokyo, there's going to be this thing called the Nissan Blade Glider.
Wow.
It looks like... What does it look like? An aeroplane?
Sort of looks... Yeah, it looks a bit like Concorde on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Very weird, like a really, really narrow front track. It's like... A foot between, like it looks like almost like, you know, a Formula One car, and then it goes wide track at the back. This could become a production.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
Is this... now then, we always talk about technology filtering down from motorsport.
Blah, blah, blah.
Was that your way of saying, Dan, stop talking so much bollocks?
No, it's just my way of saying yes.
Okay. Well, Nissan had a Le Mans car, which was very similar layout to this recently. And is this an example of... I can't remember what it's called. Was it called the... You know what I'm...
Yes.
And it had two wheels very close together at the front, which gives very low drag. Not that we're a fan of... not that we're, you know, opposed to drag at Joy.
Oh, yes,
but yeah, so that racing car was... Didn't actually do very well, it has to be said. It was, in fact, the first year it was out, it didn't even finish. But that's not the point. Is this a case of technology filtering down from racing cars into road cars?
Well,
it could be a very obvious example in the future if it does go to production.
Yes, that's right, isn't it? Delta Wing.
Yes.
That was what it was called.
Delta Wing.
Yes.
Yes.
That's my drag name, actually.
Oh, I knew it somewhere else.
Stage. Yeah, so I think that is happening, isn't it? But, I mean, it would be weird seeing something that looks like a race car on the road. I'm not ready for that.
I am.
I'm very conservative, though.
The only thing I have to say about it from a critical point of view is yet another really stupid name. Blade Glider.
I know.
It's neither a blade or gliding.
No. Well, the Suprema, you know.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah. And what's the S?
Sexy.
Yeah.
No, for sport. It's for sport. Yeah.
Come on.
Good luck to them. Bless their socks. Now, we've got a lot more coming up. We're going to be talking about the Fender Bender Raddest Car of the Year Awards. We do want to hear from you.
Yep.
And Dan is possibly going to get a little bit surly.
Sure am.
That's right. This is Fender Bender. You are listening to Joy 94.9. You're with Tim and Dan, and we are on a show called Fender Bender, basically.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I thought it was all just a dream.
Nightmare? More like a
nightmare. No. You and I sat in a studio together. How could it be described as anything other than dreamy?
That's true. Dreamy and creamy.
Oh, well. Well.
Creepy. Yeah, things are happening on the show, and I can't remember what they
are.
Yeah,
no, it's a go. We were engrossed in conversation in the break.
It's all happening. Ah, do you know what?
I'd love to know. Yes. Do tell me. Do you want me to try and buy you some more time? Because I can just keep talking for ages if you like.
I feel some aggression from you, Dan.
I see what you're getting at. Yes, I do. Yeah. Well, look, occasionally... things in the motoring world, whether it be directly related to products or stuff that happens... gets on my nerves a little bit. Yes. Have you heard about the goat of you?
I've seen the video.
Oh, God. And this week, you know what it is?
Tell me.
You know what it is?
It is.
Shut up. Shut up.
Then?
Motor shows.
What?
Yes. Controversial, I know, but topical. So I can have an opinion about anything as long as it's topical.
You certainly can.
Bloody motor shows. Come on.
What are you talking about?
So last century.
Really?
Right, okay, this is my problem with motor shows.
Tell me.
Fine, you get to see new cars. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's about all I can say that's good about them. Because how ironic is this, okay? You spend a majority of time wandering kilometres and kilometres to see all the different stands. Melbourne, when it was still here, mm-hmm. was pretty good. You didn't have
it
to walk
very
that far.
Compact.
It was, which arguably was maybe one of its problems. You end up walking around for miles at a show that is showcasing cars. There's an irony if I've ever heard one. You need little cars to go around a motor show.
So
I like spending time in cars. That's why I do my job. Yeah. And so I go to a motor show and wander around for days. Right?
On your legs.
That's my first problem. The second problem is, just as you found recently with your delightful Suprema S, you never really see a car in the true light when it's at a motor show. They can surround it in people with no clothes on. They can give you nice food and drink.
Smoke machines.
They can do all... Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah, lasers, music, proper lighting. They can make their car look as good as they like. But you don't really ever know. And so I've been to plenty of motor shows where I look at a car and go, fantastic, look at that. And I go away and tell everyone it's the best thing. And then I see it on the road and go, oh my God, it's absolutely dreary and dull. Same thing with that I suspect. I don't know. I haven't seen a Suprema S in the flesh yet. But some of the motor show shots, they look great. I'm saying, see Proton? They've really got their act together. Great looking car. Nah, I'll see it on the road. It'll be dull as dishwater.
Possibly.
The problem with motor shows is they are synthetic. There is nothing real about them at all. You get all the concepts there. And I feel really sorry. I was thinking this as well when I was thinking about motor shows. I feel sorry for the person who designs wing mirrors on concept cars. Because it is the one thing that never, ever makes it to production. There's that poor person sat in his design studio or her design studio coming up with wing mirrors going, look at this, are fantastic. Look at it. It's all sharp and minimalist and cool. And there's an indicator in
there.
Often camera
these days.
There you go, yeah. And then everyone sees it on the concept car, and it's an integral part of the concept car. It looks great. And you know what? When it gets to production, if it gets to production, it never survives. There's plenty of that at motor shows. You know, I just never believe anything I'm seeing at all. It's all very synthetic and very unbelievable. You know what I think is like?
What?
Going to the strippers.
Ooh.
It is.
How
it's,
so?
It's, no one ever came away from a motor show or the strippers satisfied.
Oh,
you know
God.
What I mean? It's just a big tease.
Wow.
Yep. So I don't like motor shows. I wasn't all that disappointed when the Melbourne one didn't happen because I was like, well, there you go.
Whatevs. Should we go to the strippers after this?
Yep.
Okay.
No, dreadful.
No, I'm kidding.
I've only ever been to the strippers a couple of times. I found it one of the most deeply frustrating and stupid experiences.
Yeah, I think it'd be insane. P.S. semicolon apostrophe. I have a question for you. If, let's say, in your ideal world, motor shows are shut down, illegal. Yeah?
Mm.
When are we going to see these concepts?
Well, as we
were... Dan?
Yeah. All right. God, you're so predictable, Tim. I can see this coming a mile away. As we were talking earlier only about the Subaru concept or the new WRX, we've already seen it. We've already seen it before the motor show happened where it was supposed to be. It was leaked, wasn't it? We've seen pictures of it on the internet.
Yeah, but where can you see it in the flesh?
You don't need to.
Oh, you have lost your insane little mind.
You don't need to. Until we get one on the press fleet, I don't care.
Really?
Yeah.
So you just, what are you saying, shut down all concepts?
Look, I think that increasingly, and there is a real point to my rant, I think increasingly the internet is rendering motor shows more and more pointless. And that is arguably one of the things that killed the Australian International Motor Show, because people can do all of their research online. Mm. And really, the only reason anyone goes to a motor show is purely just for the sort of the nice sort of wander around. Okay, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, a little bit sort of devil's advocate. Mm. I actually really do enjoy the whole event of a motor show. But I think, you know, in terms of having a purpose, their days may be numbered.
Mm. I fear, look, you might be right. You might be right.
Mm.
But I think they're doing reasonable numbers in Europe and places like that. And I'll be able to tell you next week about whether the actual event itself, you know, brings people in. I think it depends on where it is.
Yes.
Especially something like Tokyo or something where it's going to be very tech heavy.
Yeah.
And there's
going
to be stuff that's, I don't know, you want to see, you want to touch, you want to kind of get a feel for it. So maybe those ones, but something a bit more generic. And especially somewhere like Australia where we don't really have that many premieres. You know, like
that's very true. Yeah,
it's not like, I mean, I think we had a premiere not last year, the year before, whenever the last one was, and it was like the Mazda CX-9 facelift.
Yeah.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'd be sad to see the end of them.
Maybe I'm completely wrong. It would be the absolute first time ever.
Literally.
If you think I am wrong, let me know. 427-JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au is the email. Let me know if I'm completely wrong about most shows, or if you want to just bolster my ego a little bit. Which it doesn't need, let's be honest.
It doesn't.
You can text or email in and say, yeah, Dan, completely agree with you. Let me know what you think about motor shows. Mm-hmm. Are they just silly, teasing, day-and-a-half-long events where you just end up walking more than you're driving?
So I guess in this point, you're not talking about something like Motor Classica, for example, that has more classic cars, or are you?
No. Motor Classica was an entirely different entity. Yeah. That is just... I couldn't stop dribbling the whole time I was there. It was absolutely wonderful. That was more like wandering around a gallery. You know, it's just...
It is. That's a really good way to look at it,
isn't it? Yeah, it was wonderful. I mean, but that's things past. You know, that's stuff that most of those cars I will never get a chance to experience. All the stuff I see at motor shows, there's every chance I'm going to hop in everything. Because that's what I do.
And that's what happens. And that's what a lot of people were saying about Moto Classica, is that the punters that went to Moto Classica, there was a different level of respect there than there would be at your normal run-of-the-mill motor show, because people were like, it was like a museum. People were looking at these incredible cars. No one touched the cars.
Well,
no
one. I was talking to the organizer, and I said, because we were lucky enough to go on the show. We were lucky enough to go to the preview the evening before it opened to the public. And I said, do they... Because all the cars were just there. They were just on the floor. You walk straight up to them. You could try and get in them if you wanted to. And I said to one of the organisers, I said, you know, do you rope them all off when the public come in? The mere mortals.
The great unwashed.
And he said, no. We leave them exactly as you see. You can walk up to every car there, no matter what its value is. And he said, in the 4 years it's been running, there's been not one complaint from any of the exhibitors about damage or anything happening. And so you're absolutely right. There's an incredible respect for those cars. Yeah. And the value is extraordinary.
It is. It's incredible. But you just don't get that at a normal motor show. And I think you go a few days into a motor show, or later in the day, perhaps.
Yeah.
And avoid you go to the Audi stand, and it's like this A8 with finger marks all over it, and children sick on the back. Yeah. You know, it's just like a fest. Yeah, you know what? I agree. Shut it down. Yeah. All right, Dan. That did very well. You've changed my mind.
I wasn't expecting to convert anyone. I was just being a dick, really.
Yeah, I know. It's true. Well, more of Dan being a dip. A dip. A dip? Well, having a dip, being a dick, after these short messages. Oh, welcome back to Fender Vendor. My name is Tim. That giggling Gertie is Dan Gardner.
Because I just asked him what he needs to go to a department store for, and he said to buy some cream. I quote, that's exactly what he said. And then he realised he made a mistake. It was not cream he wanted to do, it was body wash. So it's like, oh, something on your mind there, Tim.
No, well, I thought, you know, cream could sound like I need to get something cleared up.
Spunk. What? It's just clearing my throat.
You're sickery.
What are we talking about now?
Well, let's talk about dance sport championships.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Look, there is something very important coming up. I'm not sure if you're aware of this game. It's possibly the most important thing that's ever happened. Apart from...
The Equal Love March.
Then on Saturday the 30th of November, do you know what it is?
Hang on, Saturday... Nope.
Okay, neither do I. It was great to see you.
Is it your birthday?
Look, it is... someone's birthday. Joy 94.9.
Of course.
Joy 94. Well, it's actually that week is Joy 94.9's birthday. And we're going to have a huge show. We're going to have some fabulous guests. The lovely Byron Matthew Darkus is coming on.
What a lovely chat.
We're going to speak to...
Brett Took.
Brett, the lovely Brett from Motor Friends. It's going to be a party, basically.
Yeah,
it's
because Joy's turning 20.
I know, which is funny because it's the same age as me. So.
Oh, yeah.
Look, it's very exciting. So we would love people to tune in on the 30th. Of course, you're tuning in every week, but just make sure you tune in on the 30th.
You know how I was having a bit of a rant earlier?
Please.
We've had a message from one of our dear listeners, three of our dear listeners, Pat Craig and Not Dog. How are you going, Pat Craig and Not Dog? They actually listened to Weekend Extender on Monday mornings, which is a breakfast show that someone in this studio may be involved. with. They say, hi guys. Dan, no, motor shows are fantastic fun, exclamation mark. When I was at school, a guy that bullied me so much was a total bogan, and at the last Melbourne motor show, I saw him drooling over a whole newt, which made me so happy that he did actually end up a bogan. Also, Audi always have hot men wearing tight black shirts showing off the cars. Pat Craig and Not Dog. Is that, I actually think that Pat Craig and Not Dog own an Audi.
They possibly do. Do you think one of them might work for Audi? no, look, it's funny he said that the Audi men are always very very fitted in their suits at the motor show. And it's something that still gets my goat in this industry.
You've got a goat as well.
I know, right? I know, two goat references.
Weird.
Look, it's very hard in this industry as a gamosexual because every, you know, the motor shows are all the pictures of like even some of the websites have, you know, pictures of, oh, look at a gallery of fabulous looking women. You know what? We need a bit of equality there.
Absolutely.
I want more
right.
hot dudes on the stand.
I want more hot goats on the stand.
Exactly. But also, I mean, I say to Pat Craig and Not Dog, I'm one of those bogans that drools over the utes.
Hey!
But I also drool over the Audis and the men at the Audis, and then I just drool in my sleep. So
you can take the boy out of Geelong, but you can't take the Geelong out of the boy.
That's right.
I don't actually know. Is that where you're from?
No, Hamilton.
Okay,
but,
right.
Close.
Okay,
Western
close.
Victoria.
All right.
But thank you very much for your feedback. We do appreciate it. But we are going to talk about
the raddest cars.
That's it. Okay. It's not a great name, is it? But it's been going for 3 years, so
we'll stick with it.
I don't think we can change it, can we?
Well, so, if anyone's got any suggestions as to what we could replace it with.
Yeah, well, because we can't call it Car of the Year, because that's everyone calls their car things that. So we call it Raddest
Boring.
Car of the Year.
Yeah.
Fender Bender Raddest Car of the Year. But if you have a better name, we would love to hear from you.
All right, great.
0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. I think that is also how both you and Hannah had the name for your show. Was that right? Did you ask people to text
you? Oh, we did actually, yeah. When we were pre-Weekender Extender days, we actually it was a competition to win something. But we ended up going with Weekender Extender, which wasn't the entry, that was later. But the one which won the competition was Indy 500... Oh, I can't remember. Fridays, because we did it was the Friday that we were covering.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Indy 500 Friday.
Yeah, right. Okay, fantastic. Oh, that's cute, isn't it?
Yeah. Both indie music and indie car racing. See?
And you're 500 years old.
Oh, dear. All right. I'd like to think 500 years worth of experience.
Yes.
Without the wrinkles. Thank you, Tim.
That's true. Very fresh.
So what categories have we got in the raddest car competition?
Well, there are quite a few. So, well, let's go through them. Let's start. This overall raddest car.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Now, last year it was won by the Toyota 86.
Yeah,
obvious winner, I would say.
Yes.
I've got a bit of a feeling I think might know the winner already, but I haven't consulted with anyone yet.
I do too, actually.
Anyway.
It's the Proton, isn't it?
Look, the Proton, I think I'm looking forward to driving the Proton.
All right.
It's going to be interesting. But no, so overall raddest car could be anything. Who knows? The first year it was the Ford Focus, which is a terrific small car.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be a sporty car. Literally, it's an overall, like, what does its job the best?
Precisely. You know? Yeah, it's the best newcomer. You know, the whole description and definition of what a good car is open to argument frequently. So it doesn't have to be a fast car. It's just got to be one, as you say, that does its job better than any other.
You just lost me at comma. Now, we're moving right along. Now,
horrid.
There's some a little bit more negative categories. The Plain Jane Award.
Yeah. So this is the car that really failed to inspire anyone for any reason at any point during the year.
Yeah. Great. Dull. Not like ugly, just dull.
Yeah.
Dull.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've got a good idea which one that one's going to be as well, actually. But I'm not telling any... I'm not revealing that.
No, we're not revealing now, darling. Now, also, we have this one's my favourite, the sexiest car.
Yes.
And again, it doesn't have to be a sporty thing. It's just something that is just... The design is just perfect.
Yeah.
That one could be... That's open this year. I don't know what that could be, actually.
I agree, because there have been some really excellent, I'm going to say again, newcomers to the market. So, there's plenty of suggestions there.
I think so. Then we have Best Concept. Now, the year's not out. We've still got a couple of motor shows to go, so we will leave that one to announce that one until after.
I hate doing that one.
Do you?
I just don't like concept.
Rant, you, oh, Then most improved car. So something that showed up this year that was like the previous generation was a dud or just a bit of a middling offering. And then all of a sudden it just went bang. I can actually think of one of those already as well. But we won't be going through.
No discussion. What won last year? Can you remember what won that category last year?
My mum. No.
Oh, that's good on her.
You know what? It probably would have made sense for me to actually note down the winners the last 2 years.
No, that's all right. We can go back over those when we introduce the candidates for this year.
Also, do you know how we can go over to those?
What?
Well, you can go and find our podcasts on joy.org.au/Fender Bender.
There you go.
We've got podcasts that go back decades.
We should probably listen to those ourselves, actually.
They're really embarrassing. Don't go back to the start because we sound awful. But if you want to, that's fine. Good.
I wasn't involved. This is pre-Dan days.
PDDs. So most improved car and best bargain.
Yeah.
So, you know, cheap doesn't have to be nasty. Cheap can be cheerful. And there are so many terrifically affordable cars at the moment.
There really are.
And again, it doesn't have to be a base model car. It could be something else. Again, I can think of something that could win that. But there are a lot of cars. There were some more award categories that I thought of, and I cannot think of them now. And I obviously wasn't smart enough to write them down. So we'll think about that and we'll come back to that next week. But next week, we're going to announce one of these categories.
Okay, great.
You are.
Yes, I will. I will certainly do that in your absence, Tim.
Yeah, if that's all right.
What about... abscess. Yes, in your abscess. Ugliest car we might do. The most pig ugly, nasty to look at. Can't even hold your breakfast down when you cast eyes on the bloody
thing. There's a few of those.
Yeah, there are.
I don't know what it would be, but that's a great one. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I mean, we'll roll these categories out, and then one of our last shows of the year, we will announce the winners and, I guess, losers.
Yes.
In this. But it's always fun. We love doing it. We do love to hear from you. So stay in touch with us. You can obviously do it on air, or you can follow us on Twitter, which is twitter.com/FenderBenderJoy, or facebook.com/FenderBenderJoy. That's the extent of our social media at this point. Or you can email us. We've got an email address.
It's pretty good going. You know, you're covering all the major ones there.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, there's only a few of us, so it's very difficult.
Do we have a MySpace page?
No. But
what is that?
I don't know if mine still exists, but... here we go. Oh, we've got a suggestion for the Fender Bender Raddest Car name... potential name change. What is it, Dan? What is it?
I don't know where I'm looking.
Joseph from Caulfield South.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see what he's done. That is so subtle. I missed it. I thought it was just a completely meaningless, inane message from Joseph. So I'm really sorry to do that to you. Joseph suggests calling it Carmazing 2013.
Maybe. We will have to think about it. We will consult with the board of Fender Bender.
Which is us.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And we will make a decision about that. Who knows? Yeah. We might not even change it. You know, it's gaining some traction.
We're not committing to anything at this stage.
Absolutely not. Now, Dan Gardner. So we'll do all that next week. Tell us about your drive this week.
I got into... I was lucky enough to be invited to the launch of an old Aussie favourite.
My mum?
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, Miss Nicholson, Mrs. Nicholson, terrible. If you're listening. No. The Holden Barina.
Woo!
But this is no ordinary Barina. This is the first time that Holden have made a brief foray into a sporty light car. Because this is the RS.
RS.
The RS version of the Barina. It is a 1.4 turbo. Oh. And they've done a few other little bits and pieces to it, like lowering suspension, putting not bigger brakes, but this now has disc brakes on the back. It's got a sports interior. It's got a chunky steering wheel.
Ooh, yeah.
And it's also got tons of extra sort of modifications under it, lots of bracing to make it a bit more sporty. Now, look, I was a bit dubious when I heard about this thing because I thought, come on, it's a Barina. How good can you make
it?
You know. However, I went with low expectations, and even if I'd had... higher expectations, I would still have been surprised because this is actually a really great little car.
Is it a bit of fun?
It is. Now, its main competitor is the Suzuki Swift Sport and the forthcoming, soon-to-be-launched Ford Fiesta Sport, which is not the ST, it's the Sport. It's a little 1-litre three-cylinder turbo. This is going straight for those guys. And, you know, without driving the Fiesta Sport, I have driven the Suzuki Swift Sport, and I can say it's up there.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say be afraid. parade.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, it's like, it still looks like a Barina. It's had a few modifications on the outside. It comes in a new Barina RS only colour, which is called Orange Rock.
Ah, yes.
Which
yes.
is very look at me, look at me. It's got 17-inch wheels now, and it's got a lovely interior. It's got a leather sport interior and all sort of red stitching all over the place. It's actually a really decent-looking little car,
there
I think.
There you go.
10 mil lower. It makes a big difference. Actually, it doesn't sound like a lot, but actually you can see it's got this presence on the road now. It's still got its cheeky look, which people will like. But Holden are desperately going after a more male audience with this car. Traditionally, the Barina has been bought by a majority female buyers.
Mm.
It's currently around about sort of 60-40 split, which has moved. It used to be more 70-30, 70% women buying them. But Holden are hoping now with this car that they're going to be more close to the 50-50 mark.
Well,
what a fantastic little car.
Well, it is quite, I think for a small, tiny little hatchback, it's actually got quite a masculine look.
I think so, too. It's
yep.
got those nice little eyeballs at the front. It's quite aggressive looking.
Yep.
I'm not saying all men are aggressive. Certainly, two very good examples.
I'll bash you later.
Yeah,
for
just saying that.
Yeah,
no, it's really, really good, and awesome. in a really vile condition state, it didn't put a foot wrong. I'm very impressed with that little thing.
Good, awesome news. Awesome news, guys. Dan, thank you so much. It's time to end the show.
No, sorry, won't hear it.
Okay,
I'm sticking around.
Well, you can stick around. You can hear the fabulous Hannah with Little Fish very, very shortly.
Yes.
But thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure, sorry.
Have a wonderful time in Tokyo, Tim.
I will. Thank you so much. Have a great time next week, everyone. I won't be here, but these guys will be here. It'll be amazing. It's going to be fabulous. Stick around for Hannah. My name's Tim from Fender Bender, signing off for another week. Safe driving.
This has been a Fender Bender podcast for Joy 94.9, Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station. See joy.org.au for more details.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.